If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
From the heartland of America in West Central Indiana comes the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert Garding, who wears the infidel tag proudly and is a proud traditional American, one of those considered a traitor by the Obama Nation. You are listening to Hour 1 of the show, where we will try to let you know what is going on in this nation and the things we need to continue to do to save this great republic from being totally destroyed by the Obama and his minions. Now heard through Conservative Nation Media on Blog Talk Radio, here is your host, Robert Garding.
After my last show Saturday, I got news, something that would have been good to announce last Saturday, but it was like 3 hours after the show ended that I found this. But it seems the Democrats are now upset. They have lost their 2014 advantage that they had, according to latest polls, for the next election. And here's what I found at theblaze.com. Republicans are now slightly favored in the 2014 battle for control of Congress, and the new poll shows Democrats have lost their advantage. The national CNN-ORC international survey also reveals that President Barack Obama may be doing more harm than good for Democrats' congressional candidates. The bad news for Obama and the Democrats is likely largely tied to the horrendous Obamacare rollout and the canceled insurance policies and all the stuff that we've all heard about all along. And it is cool because the article had a photo in it. You know how Pelosi is always smiling like she is a Cheshire cat with the idea that the Republicans will never get power again. Well, this photo shows, looks like she was hit with a Brahma bull. And her frown is very evident, along with everyone else in the photo, who are House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi of California, Minority Whip Steny Hoyer of Maryland, Van Hoelten, and Representative Nela Lowley, a Democrat in New York, the ranking member of the House Appropriations Committee. The struggle for Republicans and Democrat budget negotiators to reach a compromise Thursday, December 5th of 2013 during a news conference on Capitol Hill in Washington, none of them looked very happy, and rightly so, because they know that politically they are in trouble. And hello, Lady Michelle. The article goes on to say, and CNN explains the results. 2 months ago, Democrats held a 50% to a 42% advantage among registered voters in the generic ballot, which, asked respondents to choose between a Democrat or Republican in their congressional district without identifying the candidates. That result came in after congressional Republicans appeared to overplay their hand in a bitter fight over the federal government shutdown and the debt ceiling. Now, I don't think they overplayed their hand in this at all, but I think what happened was the Democrats made it seem like they overplayed their hand, and since the Democrats are usually better at doing things when it comes to the media than the Republicans, I think they won on that one. But the Democratic lead evaporated, and a CNN poll a month ago indicated the GOP holding a 49-47 lead. The new survey conducted mid-December indicates Republicans with a 49-44 lead over the Democrats. The 13-point swing over the past 2 months follows a political uproar over Obamacare, which included the botched rollout of healthcare.gov and the controversy over the possibility of insurance policy cancellations due primarily to the new healthcare law. Well, it's not a controversy. It's actually the truth. And, boy, this started out really good. Starting right off the bat, I get a phone call. That's area code 603. Hello? You there? I guess not. Okay, I'll put them back on hold. Maybe they just wanted to listen to the show. Republicans currently have a 17-seat advantage in the House, while the Democrats hold a 55-45 majority in the Senate. The new poll also indicates that voter enthusiasm is very low. Only 3 in 10 registered voters say they are extremely or very enthusiastic about voting for Congress in 2014. And apparently the news media on the right or whatever seems to think this is good news. But we have to remember, we do not just want Republicans to win in the next election. We want constitutional conservatives to win in the next election. Well, welcome to the first show of 2014 for the new Wise Conservatism radio show on this January the 4th. We are glad that you are here. Okay, the age of crackpot zero-tolerance nonsense needs to come to an end. And this is an article that I found earlier in the week, and I think it was from Girls Just Want to Have Guns. It said, as a child, I played cops and mobsters, cowboys and Indians, army versus army. If I was a child today, I probably would have been locked up on somebody's terrorism list. Watch list is one of, as would most of us over the age of 25. What has led me to this belief? Because the imagination Nazis are out in force, goose stepping all over imagination and childhood play. Banning toy guns apparently isn't good enough for some educators like the Southeastern School District of Pennsylvania. It's like Albert Einstein once said, imagination is more important than knowledge. This is something our educators just do not get. This school district has the tagline, providing for progressive education to strengthen the global community. Oh boy, with a motto like that, is it any wonder that the powers that be suspended a 10-year-old boy, Johnny Jones, for pantomiming a bow and arrow? According to the Rutherford Institute, a civil liberties organization, it says Jones was in front of his fifth grade class on October 14th when a fellow student playfully rolled a folder into a tube and acted like he fired a shot at Jones. Jones in turn pulled out a pretend bow and arrow and acted like he discharged a bow. One classmate saw the exchange and informed a teacher. The teacher took the students into the hallway, and the school's principal contacted Jones's mother. First of all, that other classmate should have been shunned for being some brown-nosing twerp who ratted out on their classmates over nothing. If the kids in question were disrupting the class and being a nuisance and were being disciplined for that, that is one thing. For playful action between two friends that took no more than a few seconds that the teacher did not even witness, they are suspending the boys and threatening expulsion. The statement from Rutherford Institute explains that Principal John Horton told Mrs. Jones that under new weapons policy, her son's actions could justifiably lead to his expulsion. Horton characterized Johnny's actions as making a threat to another student using a replica or a representation of a firearm. Now, first of all, a bow and arrow isn't a firearm. Secondly, it's not real. Basically, the boy is being condemned for using his imagination in play. How messed up is that? As I said, who among us hasn't in their youth pointed a finger in play and gone, bang, bang? The parents fortunately aren't taking this laying down. They have demanded that the school remove the suspension from Johnny's permanent record or face legal action. And I say, good for them. Unfortunately, this isn't an isolated incident, but rather just the latest in the insanity of power-made administrators looking to kill childhood fun. As I reported in October, an administrator in Virginia Beach gave a long-term suspension to children playing with toy guns at home, claiming their zero-tolerance policy on guns extends to private property. Playing with toy guns at home gets 3 students year-long suspension from school. How insane do we have to get before somebody starts standing up and saying, this is ridiculous? Then we have an 8-year-old boy from Florida who was suspended in October for using his finger while playing cops and robbers. A Harmony Community School District decided to rake little Jordan Bennett over the coals, too, for playing with his friends. The school district claims it has a ban on invisible guns. No, seriously. Just another example of even imaginary gun control failing. At the beginning of the year, a six-year-old was suspended in Maryland's Montgomery School District for pointing his finger and saying, pow. Once again, knee-jerk reactions and zero-tolerance nonsense in the wake of Sandy Hook found this six-year-old child with a black mark on his permanent record, making him seem like he is a violent threat. Remember, out-of-school suspensions are recorded, and a dozen years down the road, when the kids are trying to get into college, they will have to explain why their schools viewed them as dangerous potential mass murderers. At that point, you were hoping the university staff will actually believe you were banned for a year because of an imaginary bow and arrow or gun. All these examples are more evidence that public schools aren't about educating as much as they are about indoctrinating. The administrators of these schools have made it their mission to brainwash these kids to correlate guns with punishment. By doing so, the administrators hope that when these kids grow up, they will have the same amount of irrational fear and hopelophobia that they do. It's the long con of the educational system, and one I hope more people like Jones stand up and fight against. It's only it's the only way to stop the spread of the imagination Nazism on childhood of America. That's just the only way it can be done, folks. ConservativeNationMedia.com starts off the work week every Monday in a big way. It's Inside Tennessee with Dave Fance. But even if you're not from the volunteer state, the issues that affect Tennessee are spreading out all over America. Dave Vance brings his veterans insight and most informative guests to Inside Tennessee every Monday, so make sure to check him out. Brought to you by the Tennessee Action Council, Inside Tennessee, Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, on ConservativeNationMedia.com, where America always wins. Last week, I started on a project here on the New Wise Conservatism radio show to enlighten Americans on the dangers of the Muslim Brotherhood and what their plans for America are. I started reading the Muslim Brotherhood Manifesto for North America, dated May 21st, 1991, and found some really disturbing things in there when it pertains to our country. Like, for instance, on page 7 of 18, it talks of the colonization of the nation it is moving into and the steps that have to be taken in order for them to succeed. Here is step 4. And folks, you had better listen to this one because this is really serious. It says, understanding the role of the Muslim brother in North America. The process of settlement is a civilization jihadist process with all the word means. The Ikhwan must understand that their work in America is a kind of grand jihad in eliminating and destroying the Western civilization from within and sabotaging its miserable house by their hands and the hands of the believers so that it is eliminated and God's religion is made victorious over all other religions. That is what they are after, folks, and here we are letting them in everywhere we go. I don't understand this, is without this level of understanding, we are not, this thing goes on to say that without this level of understanding, we are not up to this challenge, and we have not, and have not prepared ourselves for jihad yet. That's how they feel about them coming into America, folks. And to me, this, Gary, it goes on to say it is a Muslim's destiny to perform jihad and work wherever he is and when wherever he lands until the final hour comes, and there is no escape from that destiny except for those who choose to slack. But what would slackers and the Mujahideen be equal? But would they be equal? Folks, do you see, it is in their doctrine, their constitution, so to speak, that we are destroyed and no longer exist as a nation when they get what they want. This is a war that America is in and does not even realize it. There is more to come, folks. The education, and education is the main way of getting what they want. And they are really going after it, folks. We have got to realize this, or we're in a crapload of trouble, and I mean a crapload of trouble. Okay, well, I'm just completely out of topic here.
Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here?
What does it take to be the leader in production systems technology? To be the one company that solves production problems at any plant, for any product, and with any technology? It takes a 30-year record of success. It takes total mastery of complex technologies with a history of delivering success every time, without fail. Only one company can claim that high ground in manufacturing line optimization, data automation, and systems integration, and that's Philadelphia Control Systems. In factories worldwide, Philadelphia Control Systems programs, software, and engineering solutions deliver optimal performance and output flow with a record that can't be matched. Any plant, any product, any technology. Philadelphia Control Systems, the leader in production automation since 1982. 800-335-9811. PCS for automation.com. That's PCS, the number 4, automation.com.
Hey, Mom, why is the sky blue? Why don't animals talk? Why do dogs have wet noses? Why is an 11 pronounced 21?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
Why do I have a belly button?
But you don't have to know every answer.
Why is the ocean salty?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
Why are there 50 states?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
Why is pizza around?
They just need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Dr. Martin Luther King said, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere, and the worst injustice imaginable is the wrongful conviction of an innocent person. I'm Sam Thurman, host of A Just Cause Coast to Coast, Tuesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, on conservativenationmedia.com. We take a look at what happens when innocent people go to jail as a result of bad evidence, wrongful prosecution, and dishonest witnesses. We use real cases of actual Americans who've been wrongfully convicted. A Just Cause Coast to Coast, Tuesdays, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, conservativenationmedia.com.
The process of settlement is something else that we have to realize here, folks. This is something that the media, the left, and even the right do not realize is going on here, and a lot of us don't either. To the Muslim Brotherhood and Islam, settlement means to take over a country and make it their own. The Muslim Manifesto for North America that I have been reading from, folks, spells out that process which they need to follow to succeed in taking this country from us. And that is what they're in, that is what they are in the process of trying to do. Islam is not a religion in the first place. Like I said last week, it is nothing more than a way of life, something that they believe is the way it has to be. And anyone else who doesn't believe as they do has to be eliminated or changed so that they become part of the collective Islam. And they go about it by education of the youth and using steps to convince the people that the way they are living is the way that we are living is wrong, and the only way to salvation is through Islam and following the dictates of it in every aspect of your daily life. The Muslim Brotherhood and Islam are very, very patient, just like the liberals are in this country, in getting what they want. And, but in this, I think that the liberals may have found their match, really. But they have formed dictates of education that will get them what they want by teaching the children. And remember from last week, the Muslim Brotherhood is training organizations in this country now that will get them what they want. They are training teachers and law enforcement, and they have people who are doing teaching. The people who they have doing teaching are now some of the most radical of them all in education. Here are some of the articles and their ideology that they believe they have to succeed in. Article 13 from this same thing is about education. It says education will aim at instilling the Islamic faith in the younger generation, providing its members with knowledge and skills and preparing them to become useful members in the building of their society, members who love their homeland and are proud of its history. Now, the homeland and that they're talking about is the Islamic homeland, and the history is the Islamic history, not American, but Islamic. Article 7, also about education, says, 1, the entire school system shall be under the supervision of the state. 2, parents and guardians shall have the right to decide whether the children shall receive religious instruction. 3, religious instruction shall form part of the regular curriculum in state schools, with the exception of non-denominational schools. Without prejudice to the state's right of supervision, religious instruction shall be given in accordance with the tenets of the religious community concerned. Teachers may not be obliged against their will to give religious instruction. Now this, when they are talking of religious instruction, folks, does not mean Catholic, Lutheran, or Christian religion, or anything else. It only means Islam. And now in that one, it says the teacher shall be able to say whether their child receives religious instruction. But then there is this one, which is Article 19, which is farther down, that says religious education. It says religious education shall be a principal subject in the courses of general education. And again, folks, religious education will only be education to the Islamic faith, not a Christian one. Muslim Brotherhood right now is in the process of settlement in this country. It is their ideal to take this Christian nation and turn it into a Muslim Islamic state that does not have Christianity in it. That is the goal of them, and that is the one thing that we all have to keep in mind when we deal with them. This is a jihad war to them. They must win, and they are conditioned from childhood to feel this way. One of the reasons that they are now training teachers and law enforcement and media here in this country. Kathy Hinners on the Daily Roll Call brought this attention to my attention back to this by listening to her show on our war that we are now fighting several here. Our war for this country now has to be fought on two fronts, against the encroaching thought of the Muslim Brotherhood, because they mean to destroy Western civilization, and that is taken from the Muslim Brotherhood manifesto, folks, and this is just my idea of this. This comes straight from their Constitution of North America. The other war that we have to be fighting is against the liberal mentality that is doing what it can to destroy our Constitution. I believe that the Muslim Brotherhood here in America is using the liberal left and their media to help them destroy what is not compatible with them and their beliefs, the Constitution. Remember, the Constitution of our nation and Sharia law are not compatible. One or the other has to go. And guess which one has been under the constant attack here in this country since I don't know when. I can give you a hint, folks. It sure hasn't been Islam or the Muslim Brotherhood. You want to read some stuff that I've been reading, go to http://berkeleycentergeorgetown.edu and then look up the magazine Resources on Faith, Ethics, and Public Life. Also go to http://whatacopneedstoknow.file.wordpress.com. And then there's a /2012/10/Muslim Brotherhood Manifesto Arab English PDF. That is where I found the Muslim Brotherhood Manifesto. It is both in the Arabic and English languages. And, of course, English is second to read. Be dismayed, folks. This really had me going for a while after I read this thing. I mean, here we have, I've been saying for the past couple of weeks, five people that we know of in the White House that are of the Muslim Brotherhood. I've somewhere in my stuff for today, I found out that there are six, and I actually named them, and I'll get to that after a while. But this, we have to stop being so pessimistic against Christianity and so optimistic when it comes to the Muslim Brotherhood and Islam. We are destroying ourselves, folks, and that's just the plain fact of the whole thing. We are the ones who are doing this destruction, and that is how the Muslim Brotherhood is looking at it, destroy us from within. Well, they're working to do exactly that by using us to destroy ourselves. And boy, I'll tell you, we are just clamoring all over that one in many ways, aren't we? But Lady Michelle put a link in the chat room about law enforcement officials' guide to the Muslim community. And it is written by the Council on American-Islamic Relations. And it says this publication is designed to assist law enforcement officials in forming and implementing policies to create a culturally aware environment and cooperative relationship between American Muslims and law enforcement agencies. This is freaking ridiculous, folks, because the Islamic communities do not want to be cooperated with. They want to be the leaders. They want to be the ones who take this country over. They could care less about what the police officers have to say or anything else, because the police officers, a lot of them are Christian. They don't care about them, and I got that, Lady Michelle, thank you, and I bookmarked it too. So that's something I'm going to be looking at over the next couple of days. It'll probably be something that I will add to my next show, because this is something that we have to start looking at, because one of the things that we've noticed, and I've noticed this really well over the past couple of months, is that when we start getting close to something that the left doesn't want us to know about, along comes a crisis of some kind. And the crisis may not have anything to do with anything, but it's something to deter us from thinking in the ways that we are. And if enough of this information about the Muslim Brotherhood starts getting out, I'm afraid that we're going to be hit with another one of these crises to take our minds off of what we're starting to find out. But thank you, Lady Michelle, for that link, and I will be looking into that coming in this next week's show. So it'll give me a chance to look into it and and read it and find out just what the heck the police officers are supposedly now doing. And we have to remember now that this booklet or whatever I just was talking about was written by CARE, you know, we are in trouble, folks. That's just all there is to it. We will be right back with more in a few minutes. One of the worst nightmares that can befall an American today is identity theft. If it happens to you, it may take months or even longer to recover from it, if you can recover at all. Don't let it happen to you. Protect yourself in advance. Sign up today with LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member services 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And there's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. To protect your identity with LifeLock and get 10% off their great service, go to conservativenationmedia.com and click on the LifeLock banner. Network may not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary. That's conservativenationmedia.com. Then click on the LifeLock banner. You'll be very glad that you did. And you are listening to the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show, and the call-in number for you listeners out there is 718-305-7176.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel more than a mile. It can ignite and destroy your home, your community, or more. That single ember can be just as dangerous as the wildfire itself. But you can do something firefighters can't. You can act now to prepare your home and your community for wildfire. You can reduce the risk. Do your part. Go to fireadapted.org.
Get fire adapted. Learn what you can do now to reduce wildfire damage later at fireadapted.org. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council. Learn more at fireadapted.org.
Been looking for an online gathering place? You know, a familiar screen, does everything you're used to, except give you grief for being a conservative? You've got to try the Tea Party community. At TPC, you'll know how everything works from the very first minute, and you'll probably find a lot of friends who are already there. Organize, communicate, share ideas, upcoming events, pictures, and videos. The Tea Party community connects and empowers like-minded, politically conservative people. Like you, sign up today at TeaPartyCommunity.com.
Hello, I'm Jennifer Meadows, your host on Grit and Grace. Please join us every Tuesday night from 10 to 12 Eastern for an honest look at the top political and cultural issues that are affecting Americans today. That's Grit and Grace for conservative analysis that is smart and entertaining. Tuesdays, 9 to 11 p.m. Central, 10 to 12 Eastern on conservativenationmedia.com.
Call you up in the middle of the night, like a fireflower falling light. You were there like a blowtorch burning. I was the key that could use a little turning. So tired that I couldn't
hear. Gun registration. Yeah, this is something else that we have a lot of problems with here in this nation. But when you wonder how the Jews could have allowed what happened to them back in World War II, just realize that you are witnessing the same thing today. Connecticut gun owners lined up for registration. If they do not register earlier this week, they will then be felons. And I got this from WTNH.com, News Connecticut, and it's about Connecticut gun ownership. When gun registration becomes law, it goes on to say, I shall become an outlaw. Registration has always led to confiscation, of the means to defend the untransferable God-given rights of life, liberty, and property is a violation of natural law, and according to the biblically based philosophy of our nation's founding fathers, renders the government that does so whether it be national, state, county, municipal, illegitimate. When confiscation begins, I shall become a revolutionary patriot. It seems that no matter how much we are told that history teaches and how much we are told that if you forget your past, you are doomed to repeat it, we keep forgetting and repeating the past mistakes, even the ones that turned out so bad that a whole country suffered for it for generations. Case in point, this latest stupidity from Connecticut with the gun registration thing that the liberals and the so-called Republicans passed into law there, the gun registration that has resulted in lines of people waiting to register their guns seems to fall right into line with the same thing that happened in Nazi Germany in 1942. The thing that the people seem to forget is that once gun registration is mandatory, the next thing down the pike will be gun confiscation, because once the guns are all registered, the government then knows just where they all are, and then the gun control freaks in our government and lawmaking sections of government will then bring into the mix confiscating of the guns. They may not go for total confiscation right at first and just start with the people who really shouldn't have them in the first place. And then when this doesn't work, and yes, I said doesn't work, then they will move on to the next phase of their effort and start taking away from people who they feel shouldn't have them. And on it will go until all the guns are gone, and the people will then be helpless to stop the government from doing anything they want. Once that happens, it will be too late to turn it back. What happened in Nazi Germany should be a sign to everyone here that this is something that shouldn't be done. But no one seems to remember enough to put what happened then into the equation for what is going on today. After all, we live in America. It can't happen here, can it? We did, after all, elect a near communist to the presidency, didn't we, with Barack Hussein Obama? America is on the road to complete ruin if we do not wake up to the fact that Germany went this route in World War II, and look what it got them. Look what it got the people that Nazi Germany didn't like. Will you be among the ones that this government doesn't like when the time comes? Believe me, folks, if you are white, Christian, redneck, Republican, conservative, black conservative, then you will be in the crosshairs of the government target practice. And for using the crosshairs reference, am I sorry I used it? No, I'm not, because it is the truth. And no matter what the left and the politicians try to do to the truth, it will always be the truth, and a lie will always be a lie. Read the Bible. It will tell you the same thing. The truth, no matter how unpopular, is always the truth. And a lie, no matter how popular, is always a lie. And you can take that to the bank, Mr. President. But I seriously doubt, like I said before, with my minuscule audience that I have with this show, I seriously doubt that the president will ever hear what I have to say, unless I say something that's just so off the wall nuts in their opinion that some FBI agent from the leftist standpoint hears this and say, oh, we got to report this guy, then all hell will break loose, because I know if they start showing up in this town that they're not after too many people, because living in a town of only 980 people, there's not too many people around here, although the ones that are here, most of them believe as I do. So I think if they came here, we'd have a war on our hands in one way or another. But we need to start realizing that our government right now is not our friend. They don't want to do what needs to be done for the good of this country. All they want to do is what is good for them. To hell with what this country believes. And I don't know, it just amazes me that we have allowed this to go so far out of bounds as we have. Something that we've got to stop, or it's really going to be troubling, to say the least. I'd like to let you in on a little secret. Those of us who love America are about to roll out the big guns. We can't bring serious anti-communists like Joe McCarthy, Ronald Reagan, Barry Goldwater back onto the air, but we think we found the next best thing, and it starts on Thursday, January 16th of 2014. Patriot writer, broadcaster, and conservative intellectual Lisa Richards is joining conservativenationmedia.com on the 16th of January at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, with Rock and Roll Politics. I think this is going to be a great show. I really do. If William F. Buckley were around today, Lisa would be his favorite broadcaster, and she'll be yours too. Lisa Richards, Rock and Roll Politics, starting Thursday, January 16th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, on conservativenationmedia.com, where America always wins. Now, you may say that you expected to hear about the Muslim Brotherhood today, and you will. I've got several other things that I have to talk about, too, but this whole thing about gun registration and everything else that I've talked about really already have a lot to do with the Muslim Brotherhood here in America, and mark my words here, a lot of what I have said already about them, what the truth about them, most Americans have no clue about. We have Muslim Brotherhood operatives training our police officers, folks. We have Muslim Brotherhood operatives training our teachers, and they are also in our media. They are in our government, like I said last week, with at least five that we know of in the Cabinet White House. Now, this is something that I have been hearing over and over again for the last month or so, and I suddenly wanted to know who these people are, as most of the times I just hear what you just heard me say a moment ago without mentioning who these five are. Well, I decided that I needed to find out who they are, and I also named them for you just to help the believers and the non-believers to believe what I'm saying. So here they are. The Muslim Brotherhood apologist, Mohammed El-Abiri, he is the head of Obama's Homeland Security Advisory Council. September 1st, Egypt's largest newspaper had a screaming headline that said, Obama is a member of the Muslim Brotherhood. Kariat El-Shatar signed an agreement with Obama about a little parcel of land known as the Sinai Peninsula. As reported by Egypt Daily News, Obama secretly transferred a staggering $8 billion to the Muslim Brotherhood to guarantee that the Egyptian Sinai Peninsula be turned over to the Muslim Brotherhood's terrorist wing Hamas. The rest are listed as thus. Egypt's Rose El Yosef magazine, in a December 22nd story, said the six men turned the White House from a position hostile to Islamic groups and organizations in the world to the largest and most important supporter of the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, this is where I found this thing about six people. The article names Arif Alakhan, Assistant Secretary of Homeland Security for Policy Development, Mohammed El-Abiri, a member of the Homeland Security Advisory Council, Rashad Hussein, the U.S. Special Envoy to the Organization of Islamic Conference, Shalom al-Mariati, also co-founder of Muslim Public Affairs Council, or MPAC, Imam Mohammed Majid, President of the Islamic Society of North America, or the ISNA, and Ibu Patel, a member of President Obama's Advisory Council on Faith-Based Neighborhood Partnerships. How many of you American citizens knew of these men in the cabinet of the White House? You scared for America's future yet? Remember, the Egypt-based Muslim Brotherhood was formed in the 1920s after the demise of the Ottoman Turkish Empire with the intent of helping establish Islamic rule worldwide. Its stated goal for the U.S. is a kind of grand jihad aimed at eliminating and destroying the Western civilization from within so that Allah's religion is made victorious over all other religions, and that we have got a lot of trouble. And hello, Ron, glad to have you here. But on to the story of the similarities of now versus Nazi Germany. In 1942, Germany, Hitler's government decreed that everyone who owned a gun had to register them, or every Jew who owned a gun had to register them, so that the firearms the people had would be legal. Sounds plausible, right? This was a precursor for the government coming in later and taking the guns from the people who were the Jews, because they knew just who had them and where they were at. The Gestapo came door to door and gathered all the guns, in effect left the whole population of Germany unable to retaliate against what the government wanted to do, leaving the government able to do anything they damn well pleased. We still have a few people alive today who lived through this, who are warning us against what we are heading towards and why it is the wrong direction. And I've had a couple of them. I read some of their letters on my blog and several, and even here on this show. Yet even with those ominous warnings that people who lived through this in Germany lived through, and them seeing our government doing the same things Hitler did, people will still not wake up to the fact that even though we are here in America, it can happen here. Go to my blog at wiseconservatism.com and look at the photos in my post about this that I posted on Wednesday of this week. There are two, one in 1942 showing Jews in line to register, and one in Connecticut last week with people in line to register their guns. Tell me there isn't a resemblance between the two, and I will have to re-educate you on the meaning of history and the reasons to remember what has come before, and why we have to fear what is coming in America now with the socialistic government and the Muslim Brotherhood. All we have to do is to look into history, and the answers for our dilemmas will be right there, staring us right back in the face. We will be right back after these messages.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel more than a mile. It can ignite and destroy your home, your community.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
Whether you're on active duty, a veteran, or just admire American Armed Forces, there's no better place to get the widest variety of militaria than at Highlands Militaria. Highlands Militaria is one of America's premier distributors of Fox tactical gear and outdoor products. Veteran-owned and operated, Highlands Militaria offers new and used uniforms and insignia from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and today, with an emphasis on airborne and special operations insignia, gear, collectibles, and uniforms. If you need to replace a cherished badge or unit patch, or just want to gear up for your next outdoor adventure, go to Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria, where you'll find the best supply of the military gear you need. Shipping is always free with one-day handling time, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria. And thank you for your service.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. How do I choose a book? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual. If a book really impresses me and the writing is really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is, because the endings of books should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org, because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dave Vance, inviting you to join me every Monday night for Inside Tennessee on conservativenationmedia.com. Even if you're not from the volunteer state, you'll want to know what's happening, because one day it will affect you. Every week you'll hear interviews with experts, legislators, and citizens who are fed up and making a stand. So join us every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central Time for Inside Tennessee on conservativenationmedia.com.
This is the thing I've never known before. It's called
week on the show, I was talking about where the Muslim Brotherhood is and if there was a mosque in the area, that meant that the Muslim Brotherhood was there too. I said that there is no mosque in Indiana. In that, I am not wrong. But in Plainfield, where I work, the Muslim Brotherhood is there. The Islamic Society of North America, or the ISNA, which I have mentioned before on this show today and last week, is based in Plainfield, Indiana, and is a Muslim umbrella group. It has been described in the media as the largest Muslim organization in North America. In 1991, a U.S. Muslim Brotherhood memo placed the ISNA at the top of a secret list of our organizations and organizations of our friends. The document said the organization's work in America is a kind of grand jihad in eliminating and destroying the Western civilization from within. In 2007, federal prosecutors named ISNA an unindicted co-conspirator in the terrorist financing trial of the Holy Land Foundation, a U.S. Muslim Brotherhood entity housed within the ISNA. The U.S. government identified ISNA as a U.S. Muslim Brotherhood entity. The designation was upheld in 2009 due to ample evidence linking ISNA to Hamas. An FBI informant inside the U.S. Muslim Brotherhood network identified ISNA as a Brotherhood front as early as 1987. The source was documented as being convinced that the Brotherhood fronts have a secret agenda which includes the spread of the Islamic Revolution to all non-Islamic governments in the world, which does include the United States. Now, when I first read that, I thought it said that it did not include, but it does. And I was going to vehement disagree, because I know without a doubt that it does include the United States, and given time so that they can push farther and farther into our society, they will rise up and take over if it gets that far. We here in America have to keep our noses to the grindstone and figure out what is best to attack to keep this country safe. The media and the political left in this country, and sadly a lot on the GOP side, are really good at diverting the American consciousness to something else when what they want comes under our scrutiny. And I mentioned this a few minutes ago, too. This with the ISNA is something that should be totally under our scrutiny and shouldn't be diverted from it. We have to realize that the Muslim Brotherhood and the ISNA both are both in it to destroy our civilization and in any way they can. And they are well on the road to doing just that. After all, they are in the White House now. And what better place to launch an all-out attack on our way of civilization, on the way our civilization is considered, by going after Christianity? We are, after all, a Christian nation, no matter what Obama has to say about it. But we have to go after him in one voice and let him know that we as a nation do not like the things that he and his government are doing. And I wanted to put government, because I think he's probably part of Islamic government too, whether anybody will admit it or not, I think he is. And with this next election, the people are going to rise up, I hope, and vote as many of these out of office as is possible from both parties as we can that do not follow the Constitution to the letter. Put a scare into their little pea brains, and that goes for the Muslim Brotherhood operatives that Obama has put into our government with appointments that he has decided has to be there. I keep reading these things, and it's like, I grew up in an America that was where the people were proud to be Americans, and essentially they still are. The leaders, for the most part, were proud to be Americans and proud to be in a position where they could help the country. Most of them are not anymore. And we have to stop to realize that there are precious few out there right now in our government that really wants to do what they can to help America get back on track. You know, Ted Cruz is one of them, but if you'll follow what's been going on with him, the left and the right have been attacking him as a terrorist and a person who is un-American and does not do the things that needs to be done to save America. He is one of the few that is. John McCain, on the other hand, keeps telling us that he is the only true conservative out here and that he's the one that will help America. That is a laugh. And, you know, the sad part about that is that as a Republican, he has many followers. There are several people that I've been able to talk with over the years since I've been doing my blog that, you know, in that one election where he was running for president, this one guy was saying, and he has a conservative blog, and a very, very good one for that matter, but he was saying that John McCain was the only conservative out there. And I had to disagree with him every time he talked about that. But we also have Mike Lee of Utah. That's another good one who is pretty much putting his reputation at stake, according to the left, by making sure that we know what needs to be done to save this country, and it isn't following the GOP elite or the liberal left. Oh, boy. This is one of the things that just really has this commentator up in arms a lot, because we have so many people who are supposedly conservatives who follow people who supposedly are but aren't. And the way to find out if they are or not is to look at what they're saying. Follow what they say. Don't just take one or two sound bits here and maybe there and leave out the rest. You've got to listen to the whole thing. It's just like with Obama. You have to listen to the whole package to see just what he is, because when it comes to sound bites, when he knows he's in trouble, he's going to make those sound bites sound more and more to the center than to the far left, which he really is. And we have come to the end of the first hour of the show, and we will be right back the second hour of the New Wise Conservatism radio show here, heard here on Conservative Nation Media. And we will be right back.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. Every child deserves to have access to books, because children who grow up with books invariably do better in life than children who do not. How do I choose a book? Is it the cover? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual, so it's the combination of those two. The first book I remember was Captain's Courageous. When I finished that book, I had become so involved with these characters. So here's the thing. If a book's really, really impressing me and the writing is really, really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books, if it's really, really well done, that ending, that last thought should rock you. I am a book person. And if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org, because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy
bike.
When
I grow up, I want to be a bike that races around the
country.
When
I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I want to be a rocking chair on a sunny porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
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 When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
From the heartland of America in West Central Indiana comes the New Wise Conservatism radio show with your host, Robert Girding. We are still considered traitors to the Obama nation, especially since we broadcast from one of only two states that run their budgets in the black, conservative style. Take that, Obama. You are listening to Hour 2 of the show, where we continue working for you to give you the truth that is not told by the lamestream media and the Obama bots. We are being broadcast to you through Conservative Nation Media on Blog Talk Radio. And now, here again is your host, Robert Girding.
It seems that no matter how we try to stay on top of things happening here in America, we are always left in the depths because we finally start catching on to what the government is really doing. They turn the tables and the news media makes up a new crisis that will take precedence over everything else that was being said. Obama is once again in the clear, and the media for weeks will talk about something else that they deem to be more important than everything that is going on with the country because of Obama is dropped and put on the back burner. When the media is found out to be wrong on it, the subject starts to swing back towards what Obama is doing wrong to this country. The media then goes into high gear to find the next crisis to come along to save their so-called Messiah. Once Obama became president, we have had more and more of this type of perversion. Give a listen if you think we are heading down the right path, folks. And I had an audio here that I just wanted to play, and I forgot to download it. let me see if I can get it real fast here. What it essentially is it was this lady who had been getting help from all kinds of people, from the from the government and from neighbors and from churches and everything else that was around her, and suddenly her boyfriend or fiance or whatever the heck he was suddenly. Suddenly ended up in jail, which put this woman into a tizzy, and she was suddenly saying that somebody had to help. Here is what she had to say.
We tried to help them, and I think several other agencies, you know, with paying of her rent and the paying of her utilities and stuff, did more than their part.
But Adam says her life didn't start to fall apart until social service agencies got involved. Her fiancé, Gary Brown Sr., the man who fathered 10 of her 15 children, was arrested. And Adam says she was left with nothing.
I don't have any clothes. People have been donating food just around here, just helping me out with food. And I don't have anything.
We called the Department of Children and Families to see what they've been doing to help. DCF says Hillsborough Kids Incorporated has been helping by paying Adam's rent, even providing her furniture. Adam says it isn't enough.
Somebody needs to pay for all my children. And Gary, all our suffering, all our debt. Somebody needs to be held accountable, and they need to pay.
Now, did you hear that? She has all these children, 15 children. And she's telling the news media that somebody has to be held accountable for this so that they can be helped.
Now, my guess on this one is that she had those children because she decided to spread her legs for however many people. He says, now it doesn't matter, folks, that the husband or the boyfriend went to jail. If he was such a deadbeat, she should have known about it and figured something out. I know many mothers who have gone to work and paid to have someone watch their children or have a family member help while they are at work to try and get some money for the kids and the needs of the family. But this woman thinks that somebody has to step up and take responsibility and be held accountable for these kids. How about her? How about the woman who gave birth to all 15 children? And where is the father of the other five who this other man didn't father? Where is he at? Why does everyone else have to pay for her stuff? That is like me saying I want a new car and somebody else has to pay for it because it is their responsibility, not mine. Give me a break. Remember, this woman thinks that somebody needs to be held accountable and somebody needs to pay for the suffering in these kids. Really, woman? How about you? I really think that this is the kind of thinking that Obama and the left are actively going after, and it is also the kind of thinking that will destroy this nation if it gets too prevalent around here. And it's getting that way, I think. Piers Morgan is clearly a glutton for punishment, and I've been watching this idiot for, oh God, years now, watching him go through some of the most amazing interviews with people that just tear him to bits, and he constantly comes back, and we saw that repeatedly during the gun control debates in the wake of Newtown shooting and several other guests with several other guests. A couple of nights ago on his program, Morgan criticized Phil Robertson's recent anti-gay remarks as repulsive and claimed that he should be fired. Apparently, that's Morgan's way of handling opposing viewpoints from the major celebrity figures. On his program last night or the other night, he decided to invite a biblical scholar, Dr. Michael Brown, on the show so that he could trap him into admitting that Jesus did not, in fact, condemn homosexuality. That trap was not set properly. When Morgan asked Brown to cite just one instance of Jesus condemning homosexuality, he probably thought that he had already won the debate, but alas, he was hoisted on his own petard. Brown cited not one, but three instances of Jesus condemning homosexuality. First, Jesus said he came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. In other words, the Old Testament law, even in Jesus' day, was still in force, and Jesus accepted it, that this same law that condemns homosexuality in the law of Leviticus. In the book of Leviticus. Next, Brown cited Matthew 15, in which Jesus states that all sexual acts committed outside of marriage defile a human being. Finally, Brown cited Matthew 19, in which Jesus said that marriage, as God intended it, is a union of one man and one woman. Game, set, and match. Brown. Morgan gets shut down again, and I'm beginning to wonder how many times he has to be shot down before he finally gets it. After some of the crashes that Morgan has suffered at the hands of people like Ted Nugent and several others that tore him to bits, and yet this man just can't seem to get the message that he is wrong on almost everything that he does, just like Obama and the rest of the politicians in Washington who will not follow the wants and needs of the people who are, no matter what they think, the bosses. He is just as thick-skulled as they are. And this is a sad statement to make. Stupidity seems to run on the side of the left, and even some on the GOP side. The true right-leaning constitution-following people are the ones that are right. And it's like I have said many times, and Andrew Wilkow on The Blaze says all the time, we are right, they are wrong. My question on that one is, when are they going to get it? The only problem with that is that we are not always right. They are not always wrong. But lately, it has turned out to be just exactly that. They are always wrong. We are, well, almost always right. If you follow the case of just the Republicans, then I think we've got about 50-50 chance of being right there. But if we follow just the constitutional conservatives and the people who want to follow the Constitution and have smaller government, then I'd say about 99.9% of the time we've been right lately. And the left just doesn't seem to get it, do they? America is still the freest country on earth. And those of us who love America know that the Constitution is the reason for our liberties. That's something I've been saying, I think, since I first started this show and since I first started my blog back in 2006, actually. ConservativeNationMedia.com isn't going to let those leftists in D.C. take our freedoms away. And with our constitutional expert, Matthew Opalisky, is leading the charge. Join Matthew every Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central, for the Liberty and Constitution community to learn about our rights and freedoms under the greatest governing document of all time and what you can do to protect your liberty under the Bill of Rights. The Liberty and Constitution Community with Matthew Opalisky, Thursdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central, on ConservativeNationMedia.com, where America always wins. Obama, fearing a revolution against him by the states, has moved swiftly by nationalizing nearly all National Guard forces in multiple states, Georgia, Alabama, Kansas, Minnesota, Tennessee, Virginia, Louisiana, South Carolina, to name a few. The governors of the great states of Alabama, Georgia, Louisiana, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Virginia still have under their command and control the state defense forces to go against U.S. federal forces should the need arise. Also important to note, there are no U.S. laws prohibiting National Guard troops from also joining their state's defense forces. This dilemma occurred during the Civil War, with many citizen soldiers choosing to serve their states instead of the federal government. And Obama is angered by the several state governors who have established state defense forces. These forces are described as state defense forces, also known as state guards, state military reserves, state militias. And the United States are military units that operate under the sole authority of a state government. They are not regulated by the National Guard Bureau, nor are they part of the National Army National Guard of the United States. State defense forces are authorized by state and federal law and are under the command of the governor of each state. State defense forces are distinct from their state's National Guard in that they cannot become federal entities. Now, this is something that really caught my attention. State defense forces cannot become federal entities, so that they are just literally state things. The one thing that I was really disappointed about here is that my governor, Mike Pence, is not among the 14 that are doing this. Well, I found out after that Indiana is one of the states that has an active state defense force, so I had kind of pull back on that one, because I was really all set to write a letter to Governor Pence and tell him how disappointed I was, but I know that now I'm not, because it's already there. I had said that I hope he will do it soon, but I know that I'm going, and I said I would know I was going to do my part to help him to decide to go this way. Well, he already has. The state already has it, and it's active. Obama has to know what he is doing, that he is doing the wrong thing here, and that Obamacare is illegal. Going against this, against it, is the only way to let him know that he is wrong, bar none. Now, it seems to me that they just named a few of the states doing this, and maybe, and I was disappointed that Indiana wasn't mentioned, but it is part of it. but I'm glad that it is. I wouldn't want to be my own state being not part of this one. We will be right back.
$80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
Americans have known Tennessee as the volunteer state since the War of 1812. Now, Tennessee is leading the way in another major conflict. The war to keep America's identity, values, and freedoms intact. Even if you've never walked in Memphis or hiked the Blue Ridge Mountains, if you respect traditional American values, you should know about the Tennessee Action Council. Tennessee Action Council fights to preserve American values, defend our way of life, and protect the U.S. Constitution. This isn't just Tennessee's battle. It affects every American who loves our country and wants to pass the real America, unstained by progressive liberalism, along to future generations. No matter where you are in this magnificent country of ours, Tennessee Action Council is on your side and on America's side. Go to TN4Action.com. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com to volunteer for Tennessee and America. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com to stand for America now.
There are many sounds in your day-to-day life. There are sounds that wake you up. Sounds that make you smile. Sounds that energize you. And sounds that help you relax. But there are some sounds that can alert you to danger and can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you information about severe weather events, amber alerts, or other emergencies in your area. With critical information from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know, wherever you are. For more information, visit ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Okay, I'm wondering, in the chat room, is Ron and Geth 1275 and COG, do they have sound? Because I know I've noticed that Lady Michelle has had to call in to hear the show, and she thinks it's Blog Talk Radio, which I wouldn't doubt. But now Radio Mom is in there and doesn't have any sound either, so. Hopefully, if she wants to hear and can't reload or call in or something, well, she logged out. Maybe hopefully she'll be back. You know, with the latest with Obamacare and the changes that are going on, from TRNS News Service yesterday morning came the latest on Obamacare and the laws that are still being broken by the president and his minions. Here is what I got from TRNS News. The Obama administration has until 10 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday to respond to a Supreme Court ruling that temporarily cure laws, the health laws, so-called birth control mandate, from taking effect for a group of nuns and other religious nonprofits. Phil Schillero, President Obama's health care point man, told the Huffington Post that the administration was preparing for the worst-case scenario for the next few days as patients try out new insurance, but the White House says it will be working around the clock to put out fires quickly. Of course it will. They don't want to admit they're wrong, even though they are. Goes on to say there are reports that people at Innova Alexandria Hospital in Alexandria, Virginia, facing difficulties receiving treatment because they haven't received insurance cards or haven't been billed. They should have chase their insurance companies, IMHO. Another one says a rigorous new study in Oregon has surprised by finding that the newly insured actually went to the emergency room more often than before. Maybe many reasons. Old habits are hard to shake. It can be hard to find a primary care doctor. The people use cheaper services more. That was from the New York Times. Washington, White House Deputy Senior Advisor David Sinas, S-I-N-A-S, said Thursday that Obama stands ready and willing and able to work with GOP governors who don't want to expand Medicare but want to ensure more poor voters in their states, and that's from TRNS. 11 GOP attorney generals say the Obama administration is breaking the law by repeatedly making changes to Obamacare without going through Congress. We've all known this, and they're finally starting to get it, I think. The sad part about this is that we do all know this without a doubt, that if these GOP attorneys were not GOP but liberal or Democrat, they would have been listened to and followed instead of the way it is now. The only ones reporting that these 11 attorney generals, what they're saying about the law being broken is being treated like it is a joke and shouldn't be listened to by the liberal left. Their idea, and I include the media on this one, is that if someone on the Republican or conservative side of the coin says something, then they don't know what they're talking about, and it is never right. The opposite is true if they are a Democrat. The only reason that why they and Obama is saying that they are the new Reagan is because they know that he was and is the most popular president that we have had in a long, long time, and they know that when someone is that right, they can change the fact that he was a Republican and change it so history thinks of him as someone who wasn't conservative, which we all know he was. And they work hard to get history to read this way. As far as so far it hasn't worked, but you know as well as I do, you tell a lie enough times and the people will start thinking of it as truth. And that is the thing the Democrats always strive for, to make a lie the truth. They do that because their way of doing things is always filled with lies, never the truth, lies that they want everyone to believe. The bad part about of all this is 48% or more of the people believe a good part of what they are saying about us and lying to them about us, and that's kind of sad, at least in my opinion. I have always been amazed at the amount of lying that comes out of Washington, D.C. And they always lie like they're, and they say it with these faces that just exude just absolute honestness, like, oh, they can't not believe us. We're telling them just the way it really is. Well, the sad part about that is that the only way that it really is when it comes to them is that, you know, it has to be a lie if the truth is told. And I've always believed that no matter what you believe about something, if you believe a lie, it doesn't matter. It's still a lie, whether it's believed by everybody or not. And the truth is always the truth, whether it's believed or not, whether it's popular or not. And usually the sad part about it is the truth usually isn't popular. The truth can hurt. Lies, actually, I think, for the most part, are told to make people feel better, even though in the long run it hurts them. But that is just the way that this nation has always kind of seemed to go in the 20th century anyway when it comes to our government. And we trying to hold on to the idea that this kind of thing is going to go away soon, but it never does. It never seems to hurt
them, which always bothered me, to say the least. And I'm not exactly sure why this is. If right now you are listening really to the New Wise Conservatism radio show, if you want to call in, the number is 718-305-7176. And we will take your call if you want to call in and make a comment about some of the things that we've talked about today or not. We always like to hear what other people think, but of course, most of the time we don't get too many phone calls on this show. I know I've got one now, but it's Michelle. She, for some reason, hasn't been able to hear the show during the whole show, so she's been on the phone. But if you'd like to call in and state how you feel about what things are going on around here, like I said, the number is 718-305-7176.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
Okay, Wow, you got a good battery in that one then, I guess, Michelle. We have been running a couple of minutes ahead of schedule, I think, and there's been a couple of our stories that have been just a little bit longer, so I'm just a couple minutes ahead of schedule right now. I'm going to go to my bottom of the hour break a couple minutes early. I'll make up for it sooner or later here, I'm pretty sure. But we will be right back after these messages. Now, on my program log, Duke had this set up today so that I did my life lock thing twice, and I don't really think that's how he meant me to do it, so I will do the other one. Let's assume that if you're listening to conservativenationmedia.com, you're a conservative. You love America just like we do, and you don't want to get caught short in case the leftist government drops the ball and leaves the country and your family unable to get the basics of life in an emergency. And there's always going to be an emergency, I think, somewhere. Since that's the case, you're going to want a supply depot to get everything from patriotic gear to survival necessities to outfit and protect you and your family. And your pipeline to those essentials is right here at conservativenationmedia.com. Just go to our website, conservativenationmedia.com, and click on the Patriot Depot banner. That will take you to the world's best-known warehouse for all your conservative and emergency survival needs. Wave your flag and be ready for whatever the future holds starting right now. Just go to conservativenationmedia.com and click on the Patriot Depot banner and join the conservative revolution where America always wins.
Wildfires burn millions of acres each year. And each year, wildland firefighters like Fire Chief James Hall battle to contain them. But they can't do it alone.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel more than a mile. It can ignite and destroy your home, your community, or more. That single ember can be just as dangerous as the wildfire itself. But you can do something firefighters can't. You can act now to prepare your home and your community for wildfire. You can reduce the risk. Do your part. Go to fireadapted.org.
Get fire adapted. Learn what you can do now to reduce wildfire damage later at fireadapted.org. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council. Learn more at fireadapted.org.
Okay. On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
I'm making beef sliders for my friend Sammy. Nana taught me to always pull meat off the grill early, so it's extra juicy.
Use a food thermometer to ensure ground beef is 160 degrees, or you could make people really sick. Sandy didn't think twice about the slider she ate until yoga class, when a nasty case of food poisoning turned her downward-facing dog into upward-moving lunch. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov and learn the steps Maria unwittingly leaves out. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Molon LeBay Challenge Coins and Wares. Similar to challenge coins used by various military units, these MLCCW coins are ideal for anyone that champions the right to keep and bear arms by highlighting the Second Amendment and the Greek phrase Molon LeBay, which translated means come and take them. Come check out our pro-freedom, pro-liberty, and pro-Second Amendment coins and shirts at MLCCW.com. That's MLCCW.com.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't like how my bumper music is sounding today for some reason. I mean, it sounds kind of raspy to me, but it could be my microphone. From TPNN, or the Tea Party News Network, comes this one, asking, are we at war? From Fox host, New York Times knows Benghazi attackers. Fox and Friends, host Steve Doocy claimed it was clear someone who works for the New York Times knew who murdered our four Americans in 2012 Benghazi attack, based on a tweet Monday by a Times reporter. So, and he says, now so many months later, so many years later, we're finding out the New York Times actually had somebody there on the ground that night talking to the attackers. In other words, they would know essentially who murdered our four Americans. Have they really heard them flesh that story out? Doocy asked on Thursday on the show. Doocy was responding to a tweet by the Times reporter David Kirkpatrick. He wrote the newspaper had a reporter on the scene talking to the attackers during the attack. Kirkpatrick's remark could contradict a report last weekend in the Times that discounted the role of al-Qaeda in the Benghazi attack. The report claimed an American-made anti-Muslim video sparked the bombings that killed four Americans, as the White House originally stated, and that's still going on, for crying out loud. This is troubling, to say the least, folks. This is just more proof that the media, including the New York Slimes, is liberal to the core, and liable to, for that matter, and they do not care to tell the truth about anything that will hurt their agenda, which is the same as President Obama's, but we all knew this. But I found something that I bet a lot of us didn't know, this also from TPNN, about another lie from the Obama administration. The title of this one is Another Obamacare Lie. 2.1 million have not actually enrolled, and they're saying that's how many have enrolled. The story starts out with a photo of Obama in Hawaii, and the caption saying, Obama enjoying another lengthy Hawaiian vacation while more bad news is revealed about his signature legislative achievement, Obamacare. This man is totally clueless, wouldn't you think? With President Obama's health care law scheduled to begin in earnest when the new year kicks off, or the other day, Secretary of Health and Human Services Kathleen Sebelius claimed on a Tuesday conference call that as of December 28th, 2.1 million people have enrolled in a private insurance plan through the program. Later in the call, Sebelius emphasized that enrollments wouldn't be completed until individuals paid for their first month's premiums. But HHS officials still won't disclose how many of the 2.1 million they claim enrolled through the federalhealthcare.gov website or one of the state-based exchanges actually paid for their coverage.
Though Sebelius left the call before the question and answer session, of course she did, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services spokeswoman Julie Battelle declined several times to provide payment for information. At this time, we don't have that detailed information, Battelle said in response to one question. What I can share with you in terms of individuals who have paid their premiums is that something that consumers will do directly with their health care plans. And as part of the outreach that we have been doing, we have reminded consumers that is a step they need to take to confirm enrollment and access to coverage. Later in the call, CNN's Jim Acosta asked Battelle if she could at least say with confidence that a very high percentage of those 2.1 million had paid. Instead of answering in the affirmative, Battelle said, "We are confident that those consumers have selected a plan and know what the next steps are for them in terms of securing coverage." So it seems our liar-in-chief is still living up to his name. He doesn't seem to know just what the truth is. It is always evading him in one way or another, and that is, and the one way essentially is him being able to tell the truth. This administration, I think, has taken lying to a whole new level here in American politics. Not only does Obama lie about everything he talks about, but it seems like a good portion of his administration does too. I mean, all this talk that I had earlier today about how many in the White House are part of the Muslim Brotherhood, how many people knew this? And I would guess that most Americans didn't. And after me saying it, probably most Americans still don't either, because not many Americans listen to this show, sadly. But I think I've heard Sean Hannity talk about it. I've heard Mark Levin talk about it. And I think I've even heard Rush Limbaugh talk about it too. These are things that people have got to get through their heads and understand what is going on in Washington, because if they don't, this country really is in trouble. And it's something that I say over and over again, and maybe say it too often, but it is true. If we don't start doing the things that we need to do to save this country is on the verge of being flushed down the toilet. And it's a sad state of affairs, because this country has always been the greatest country this world has ever seen. And the bad part about that is once it's gone, it's gone. It will not be back. And I think a lot of the people don't understand this. I have a phone call here from the 561 area code. Hello, sir.
Hello?
You there? Hello?
Yes. Hello? You hear me?
Hi. Yes, I do. I sure do.
Okay. Now, you're talking about the medical, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I tell you my story? I'm a human rights activist. I'm out of Florida. And I was out there protesting and stuff over the poor, toxic waste, toxic mold, trying to educate people through T-shirts and my protest signs. They wanted me to stop. So what they ended up doing to me is I went into Broward General Hospital. I was injected with a toxin to stop me from out there, you know, and from people learning the truth about what they did to me. They have been having me thrown in a mental hospital when I'm having internal bleeding. This has been going on off and on for years. I left Florida, went to several different states seeking medical treatment, because Broward General Hospital, the people there that did this to me, which is social, I'm targeted by social workers and doctors over this. And I still cannot get the medical treatment that I need, and I am disabled, and I'm 63 years old.
Okay.
So go figure. Go figure.
Well, we're going to find out that this kind of thing is going to happen more and more often in this country with the way things are going, and people are going to find out that this is not the way that the government is supposed to be doing things.
It's worse than you think it is. All you have to do is go to stopthecrime.net and go to freedomfchs.com. I'm still the human rights activist on these things, trying to get these issues out on the table, because they're not just happening in America. They're happening around the world, COINTELPRO and all this and that kind of stuff like that.
Yes,
Jose Delgado, you know, it's a shame what's happening, and nobody's listening to the people that these things are happening to. We're human experimentation, the smart meter, you know, the list goes on, the drones, the harp, you know, it's shameful. And people need to know about this. So please, while you're doing what you're doing, which is great, please visit that website, freedomfchs.com. Okay.
And I will sure check that out. Thank you for calling. I'm coming up on a hard break now. So you're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye. I am coming up on a hard break now, or a break, actually. It's not a hard one quite yet, but it's one I have to take. ConservativeNationMedia.com is growing, and we couldn't think of a better way to expand our lineup than to give our very own Bing Fisher his very own show. Uncle Bing Fisher brings his engineer's insight and love of America to American by Design, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, immediately following Soldiers, and I keep putting this in here, but Soldier of Patriotism will not be on, and he's taking a hiatus for family problems, I think is what I caught on this. So Michael Smith will be back sometime in this new year, hopefully soon. So stay with Conservative Nation Media 7 days a week, since we're making some big changes and we're just getting started. American by Design with Bing Fisher Sundays, and that's tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central on ConservativeNationMedia.com, where America always wins. From Rush Limbaugh's morning update came this the other morning, and in his morning update that he named Indignity, he said a New York's local CBS station ran a story about unemployment benefits. Andrea Grimes reported that because there was no additional extension in unemployment benefits, she said 1.3 million Americans lost their lifeline from the government. One of those unfortunate people described as having no safety net is Jawana McDonald. Jawana rhymes with Tawana. Miss McDonald lost her job at a grocery store in May of last year. She just got her last unemployment check right before New Year's. Jawana isn't pleased. She says the unemployment check she used to get since the May of last year is very important, especially since it was the only income she brought in. Somebody apparently told her that Congress is to blame for her not getting a check. She said, just cut somebody's unemployment off, you know, off for whatever reason they see fit. I don't really agree with this. The fact that Jawana doesn't agree with the decision to cut her off saddens me. Not for the same reasons it saddens her. CBS reported that Jawana will have to stop her job training course in order to find work to support herself. That makes her unhappy too. I have to push my schooling off to the side for the moment just to maintain some employment, she said. Poor Jawana. Now she has to push her schooling off to the side just to maintain some employment, to provide food and shelter for herself. Of all the indignities, where is the humanity? It's really sad that people can do anything they can to think of things not to work and be on the government dole, then get mad when their benefits run out. No wonder this country is in trouble. We will be right back for the final segment of the show after these messages.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
It is with great pleasure that I welcome you to today's graduation ceremony. Students, when you hear the reason or reasons for your absences throughout the years, please exit the auditorium without your high school diploma. Once you've exited, remove your cap and gown and proceed into the unknown. Too tired. Family trip. Part-time job. Helping around the house. Sick day. Starting the holidays early. Just because.
Starting in the sixth grade, students who miss 18 days or more of school in a year for any reason will fall behind and risk not graduating high school. How many days of school has your child missed this year? Absences add up. Keep track at boostattendance.org today. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Adopting a new pet is a rewarding experience. And Shelter Pets make super pets. Your new best friend will steal your heart, bring you happiness, and enrich your life for years to come. You can make a difference in the life of an animal. Adopt and bring home a Shelter Pet today. To find out more, visit theshelterpetproject.org. This message has been brought to you by the Humane Society of the United States, Maddie's Fund, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Kathy Henners, your host on Daily Roll Call on conservativenationmedia.com. Please join me each Friday as we talk about subjects like the Muslim Brotherhood, their goals, their agenda, and how it affects our schools, our law enforcement, and our communities. As a retired police officer, I'll give you an inside look into this issue and so much more. Don't miss it. Fridays, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, right here on conservativenationmedia.com.
And finally, we here at the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show want to leave you with our weekly thought of the day. I have been stuck on the subject of the Muslim Brotherhood ever since I heard Kathy Henners talking about it on her show, which again, because I was working on getting this show and the notes ready for today, I missed it. So, Kathy, I am sorry for missing your show again. I will try not to do that anymore. But with the things that I have found out since listening to her show a few weeks ago and about the amount of infiltration that the Muslim Brotherhood and the ISNA has here in America, it is astounding that the media isn't calling for a complete war to return America to us. But of course, there is no such call for a war to save our nation. They are ignoring the fact we have actually six people in the White House with Obama counting them in running our own government. This is something that was never meant by the founding fathers and the documents that they drew up to form this nation. In its birth, we had a nation that would grow and prosper all the way through the end of the 20th century when we were stupid enough to elect a man because of the color of his skin, not because of the content of his character or what he wanted to do for this country. In that aspect, we totally ignored him when he told us that he didn't like America as founded and that he thought of us as nothing but racist pigs that deserved to be taken down. And since he became president, he has been almost working overtime to achieve those goals, appointing members of the Muslim Brotherhood to positions inside the White House, giving them the power that they need to do what they have sworn to do to this country. Remember, the ISNA and the Muslim Brotherhood want to destroy Western civilization from the inside. Like I said today earlier, what better place to begin that attack on this nation's founding than from the highest offices in the land? Obama made sure that happened. To me, a lowly patriot who can see who can see what is going on and who sadly does not have the audience that a Rush Limbaugh has, not even close. But I guarantee you that the ones that listen to this show know without a doubt that I am right, and the liberal government who is doing all this to us is wrong. You see, I get my news not from the liberal mainstream media, as all of them do, but I listen to several outlets to get a good indication of what is really going on, which makes it a great thing that shows like this one and the ones that I'm going to mention shortly exist. But there is a problem with that too, folks. The Obama government is working hard now to stop this assault on their desire to destroy this nation. We know that that is what they are after. And we also know that we are on the conservative side of radio are all in danger of being shut down if this liberal government gets its way. And that is something that we as Americans can never allow. Americans by nature are an inquisitive lot, so much so that during the last century we have invented so much that the world is a much, much better place to live in now. And what is going on in this country now is the government is working hard to shut down that nature that has made America a great nation that was admired by most everyone. And even the ones that didn't admire us knew that if they were in trouble and needed help, this was the nation to turn to because we would help no matter what. But now we have a president who is telling Americans that we are nothing but arrogant and stupid, and we need to be brought down a few notches so we are no longer able to help anyone, taking our ability to help others away from us, you know, taking from us and giving to the ones who hate us. That, I think, is where the Muslim Brotherhood comes in. They want to destroy us from within, and Obama is giving them that opportunity. It is time that we woke up to that fact and realized that Obama has to go. The sooner, the better. And for all of us here in America, because if we don't, we will no longer be able to call this the greatest nation on the face of the earth, because it will no longer be true. And I am sure that if you love America, that is something that you do not want to happen now, is it? I really believe this. I think that we have to completely listen to what Obama has told us over the years, and he has told us plenty. And in moments of lucidity, when he doesn't really realize what he is saying and he's kind of talking off the cuff and not thinking of what he's saying, he actually tells us the truth. And the sad part about that is when he does tell us the truth, most of us aren't listening. Most of us don't hear what he says when he tells us that America needs to be taken down a few notches, or America is not a Christian nation, or he is in the process of fundamentally changing America. There are so many of these things that he has told us that not many people have listened to when he said them. It amazes me at how much has been said against America that hasn't gotten Americans up in arms about. I know that in my dad's time, that generation was so proud of America that they would do what they could to make sure that America was a great nation. And if the politicians didn't do the right things, then they'd be voted out. Somebody like Obama, I think, probably would never have been voted in back. Well, maybe he might have been. I don't know. But I don't think he would have been. And he would have never made a second term, for that matter. But that's, I guess, neither here nor there now, because he's been our president for two terms now, and he's sadly in his second term, and there's not much we can do until the election comes to get him out of there. But we can sure make it hard on him if we vote out the ones that are helping him in our government, no matter what side they're on. And that is something that we need to start doing, start voting our conscience, not, you know, not our hearts or whatever that we've been trying to vote with, because I know there's been a lot of crap that we have done that shouldn't have done, you know, especially voting in Obama the second time. That's one of the things that really bothers me, is that we've allowed him to have his second term. On Sunday, we have American by Design, and I keep finding myself just a few minutes ahead of schedule, but this will work, I guess. On Sundays, we have American by Design with Uncle Bean Fisher, with his engineer's delight, insight and love of America. This show could really bring you some great ideas and ideals for what America is and what America should be. This show airs on Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, and again, that's tomorrow. On Mondays, we have Inside Tennessee with Dave Vance. Dave is a great way to start off the work week with his veterans insight and the most informative guest to bring you another great show to listen to. On Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central. Tuesdays, we still have two shows, A Just Cause with Sam Thurmond and Cliff Stewart. There is nothing more outrageous to an American to find out about an innocent being convicted of a crime they didn't commit. These two guys give you an insight into the dark side of our judicial system at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central Time on Tuesday. And also on Tuesday is the Grit and Grace radio show with Jennifer Meadows. She has been carrying the conservative message on the net for years now, and she's here on conservativenationmedia.com. on Tuesdays, just after A Just Cause ends at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central. And it seems like we're getting more and more people who have been doing this for years, which is really cool. It's given us more expertise, I think. On Wednesday, we have our leader, who is some guy from Delaware named Duke Brooks, with his show Radio Free America. Our man Duke is a great radio voice, and his show with hanger flying right-wing politics and American history is always interesting and fun to listen to too. On Thursday is another one of our newer shows, the Liberty and Constitution Community with Matthew Opolisky. His expertise on the Constitution will give you great information to continue the fight for this country as the war that is being waged against us. It airs on Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, and we've got it, so most of them are on at that time. Fridays, we have Daily Roll Call with Kathy Henders, a retired law enforcement officer who serves her community in New York State for years and now serves America by keeping a watchful eye out for the troublemakers in this nation and the world, like the Muslim Brotherhood. That is Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern and 7 p.m. Central. Saturdays, you are treated with my show, the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show, with yours truly, the Infidel, with the Voice of Reason in this unreasonable world. All this on conservativenationmedia.com, where America always wins. And I am glad that you guys were here this evening, and I will see you again next week. God bless you all. Have a great week, and I hope you all had a fantastic New Year's and also a great Christmas. Talk to you later. God bless.
bless you all.